Robbie, the dyslexic taxi. Now, this time we have a really special story, because this story has been written by two people. Lynn is a very nice lady who will tell you the story, and Jonathan does something very special at the end. Now we can all sit back and listen to Robbie the taxi, because Robbie has a problem. He is dyslexic. That means he cannot read easily. Oh dear. Let's find out what he does about it.
Every day in the city of Greensboro, a little taxi named Robbie wakes up bright and early for work. He loves being a taxi and can't wait to get down to business. Each morning, he makes sure he is clean as a whistle and that his tank is full before heading off to the creative cab company where he works. On the outside, Robbie looks like your everyday cab. However, there is a part of him that makes him different from the other cabs and so much more special. You see, he is dyslexic. He has trouble reading the signs he drives under, but he is the most creative little cab you'll ever meet. So each day when he drives to work, he takes the route he memorized when he first started working at the cab company. He is so good at remembering routes, he can follow them perfectly after only one trip. When he arrives, he meets Allison the dispatcher, Sammy the mechanic, and all the other little cabs and trucks. There's Benji the tow truck, Artie the blue taxi, Emily the green cab, and many more. All of the crew at the creative cab company are special in his, her, or their own way. Allison the dispatcher loves and cares for all the cabs and trucks who work at the company. She knows what each one needs to succeed. She sends Robbie on the routes that he has already driven to make him feel more comfortable. Today, she asks him to pick up an important businessman named Mr. Walter, who lives off of Main and Pond Streets. Robbie has driven to Mr. Walter's office many times before. Robbie is excited to start his day. He honks goodbye to his friends and heads off. Right on time, Robbie arrives at Mr. Walter's tall apartment building, and the businessman greets him with a cheerful,
"Hello, Robbie."
"Hi, Mr. Walter. Are you ready to head to work?"
Robbie asks. Mr. Walter buckles his seatbelt and says,
"Not today, Robbie. There's been a change of plans. I'm going to the airport instead."
"Oh no, oh no, my route!"
Robbie is suddenly very frightened. Robbie has never driven to the airport before, but because he is a brave little taxi and can get himself out of most pickles, he knows he can figure out how to get to the airport. Thinking hard, an idea comes to him.
"All I need to do," he thinks to himself, "is follow the planes up in the sky."
He looks up, and sure enough, there's a plane that is getting ready to land. He revs his engine and follows the plane. As he drives, he begins to see signs with pictures of planes on them. Now he knows he is going in the right direction. At last, he arrives at the airport. Mr. Walter climbs out of the cab and says,
"Great driving today, Robbie. You got me here with plenty of time to spare. See you again soon."
"I can't wait,"
Robbie says as he honks goodbye. He turns around to head back towards the creative cab company, and since he's memorized the route, he can find his way back home, no problem. As he drives into the garage, everyone beeps and toots their horns. Mr. Walter had already told Allison,
"Robbie did a great job today."
As night falls, Robbie heads back to his garage, tired but proud. He knows that if he stays calm and thoughtful, he can solve any problem he might face. He drifts off to sleep, dreaming of future adventures that await him and his friends in Greensboro.
Now Lynn, that's Lynn Greenberg, has read you the story. But I told you, Jonathan does something very special. Well, Jonathan Greenberg puts pictures into books. And he has a book of Robin the Taxi with all his pictures in it. And you can find out how to get it in the show notes.